Good evening, everyone. Charlotte here from Enriching Environments for another edition of your Top Tip Tuesday Masterclass here on Instagram Live. And I'm just going to wait for a few moments while everyone joins. And happy Diwali to everyone celebrating. We've had a really fun Diwali here in Greens in Dubai, where we live. We live in an apartment, and we have lots and lots of neighbors who've been celebrating, and beautiful rangoli and decorations all outside their front door. So we've all been, the children have been really enjoying that. And we went to an awesome Diwali party just here in the park outside where we live this weekend. Hi Sarah, hi Quince. And actually the Diwali party we went to at the weekend inspired this Top Tip Tuesday Masterclass because of Harry's tug of war that he did during the party. So I think we've got some people who have joined. Let me just do some waves. Hello, 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 everybody. And before we do anything else, let's begin by settling into our bodies and maybe do some shoulder rolls, some sugar shoulders up. Take a deep, deep, deep breath. And remember that in these sessions, these Top Tip Tuesdays, these masterclasses are for parents to honor themselves and hold ourselves sacred as our child's first teacher. So that's what I would love for you to keep in your mind as we go on our journey together this evening for this masterclass. So hold that thought, hold that feeling in your mind, in your body, hold that feeling in your body. Hello, everyone who's joining, of the sacredness that you have as your child's first teacher. And anything that I tell you this evening, know that you have all of that innate wisdom inside of you this evening, all of the time. And this evening, what we are here to do is just activate that and bring that forth. So let us set an intention for this masterclass. And we can do that by placing one hand on our heart and one on our belly, if that feels good. And take a deep inhale. And feel what you would like to feel, what you would like to bring forth in this session this evening. What is your intention? How would you like to feel when we have finished this session? And as we dive in right now, I'd like to remind you to subscribe to my YouTube channel, which is Enriching Environments, which is where all of my Top Tip Tuesdays are uploaded every week, all of my podcast series from the Montessori Mission, the book which is behind me, that is all on YouTube as well. And my book, which is the Montessori Mission, which is 10 diverse voices of Montessori from around the world, that is available on Amazon, on Kindle and paperback. So you can go to amazon.ae or amazon.com, depending on where you are in the world, and you will be able to find your copy of that. And it really is a book to elevate childhood, to elevate parenting, to elevate education. So no matter where you are in your parenting journey or your journey as an educator, there is so much richness in this book for you. It's interviews of 10 Montessorians from around the world. So let's dive in to our Top Tip Tuesday on physical effort. Why is it that young children love physical effort? Why do they love pushing and pulling, particularly things that are far too big for them? Why do they like trying to pick up that really big stool, you know, when they're toddlers, that is too heavy for them? Why do they love tug of war so much? As I said, this live was inspired by Harry's tug of war that he wanted to do over and over and over again in our Diwali party that we attended in the community last weekend. And young children love to push, they love to pull. If you have a wheelbarrow, they love to do that. Have you noticed how a toddler loves to push the stroller? When you go out, your toddler wants to push the stroller, which is way too heavy for them. They can't steer it properly. They're bumping into all of things. The stroller falls over, but they love to do it because that is something called, which is sometimes called the sixth sense. That is their proprioception, and it's their sense of body in space, their body awareness, their spatial awareness, and the proprioception sense is something that's spoken about a lot in OT, in occupational therapy, and there are a range of exercises, activities that are encouraged in OT to activate this this proprioceptive sense, so that children have these opportunities for these big whole body movements. And that can be as simple, hi there everyone who's joining, that can be simple as raking leaves in the garden, that can be carrying a heavy bucket of water, that can be pushing a wheelbarrow, pushing the pushchair, your stroller in the park, washing the windows, whole body movements. And what's why that's so widely used in OT is because it supports a child in regulation and regulation of the nervous system. It turns down the volume on everything. And what's really, really interesting is that these full body movements are, these activities of full body movements, this is part of Montessori in daily life. A Montessori home is set up for the child to activate the proprioceptive sense in everything that they do. And that is because everything is focused in Montessori that we do to moving the body. The hand is the pathway to the brain. So Dr. Montessori observed and saw and knew and passed to us that children need to move in order to learn. And she saw that practical life has so many benefits. Crossing the midline, you know, a child doing the mopping, doing sweeping, wiping a window, that crosses the midline, which is so important for balancing left and right brain hemispheres. But so proprioception, seen as something for OTs, for occupational therapists, and it has all of these amazing benefits. But every single child can benefit from this because of the not only the skills that they're learning, but the regulation that can come from it. And as they get older, this heavy work, this heavy pushing and pulling and lifting, that's going to look different. So as I say, for Harry, that's tug of war. He really, really enjoyed that and wanted to do it over and over again. But what he does on his own is he gets his big long rope and he'll throw it around a tree branch, and then he'll pull and pull. Hi, Irina. And then he'll pull and pull and pull on that. And he really, really needs that. And the regulation that you see, the regulation, his body will relax, his nervous system will calm down when he's had that input of something, of using his whole body in that physical work, really grunting and groaning, and that effort that young children need and you see so often. So what I would like to do is bring the sense of proprioception out from just OTs and let you know that every single child needs this. And the beauty in this, in Dr. Montessori's work, what we can do for Montessori in the home, is that all of her practical life activities, everything that she does designed for the young child, is designed to activate this proprioceptive sense. Everything is full body movements. Movement is the foundation of all cognition. And Dr. Montessori knew this. And what's so beautiful is loads and loads, countless other experts and doctors and pediatricians have come in since Dr. Montessori's work and have said, this is why it works in neuroscience, and this is why it works in physiotherapy and all of these other things. And now OTs, it's common to recommend all of these beautiful heavy lifting activities. But what we want to do is make it part of our daily lives. A little toddler washing the windows, pushing a wheelbarrow, as I say, being able to carry a small chair, carry a stool, carry some steps to step up to wash their hands or whatever it might be. Or what we think is a hassle, like a child having to pick up their steps and move them so that they can climb up and wash their hands. For a child, this is real physical effort in the work. It's the way that they, how can I explain it? The way that they prepare this work, as it were, is often more important than what they're going to do at the end. What gives them the regulation? Hi, Annabelle. What gives them the regulation is the physical effort that they have to exert in order to do the work. That's what's really, really important. So What are my other examples that we have here? Oh yeah, carrying buckets of water. Another thing that Harry loves to do, because we have all our planting that's happening on our terrace, and I really recommend, have a look on my feed. I've got the various planting videos of Olivia and Harry's planting journey. And Harry loves to fill these buckets with water and then carry them to and fro and to and fro. Of course, he loves watering the plants, but for him, that he doesn't want me to, he'll get really angry with me if I then carry the bucket outside. What he wants is to feel that effort, to have that exertion that helps regulate him. And what we do in those moments is that if he is feeling dysregulated and I can see and there's a sense of dysregulation, and then he does something to support the proprioceptive sense, a whole body movement that then calms him, then I'll draw his attention to that and say, oh, since you've carried those buckets, I can see you're feeling calmer. Or it looks like you're feeling dysregulated. Shall we do tug of war together? Shall we swing in the tree together? Shall we throw the rope around here and pull together? So that's what's really beautiful as well, is that once we notice the change in our child, we draw their attention to that as well. And then we become really good at noticing what our child needs in these different moments when they will naturally become dysregulated, because that's what happens. Their brain is growing. So there's going to be many, many, many moments during the day that our child will be dysregulated. And often something really, really simple, like if it's a toddler, allowing them to push the pushchair when you're in the park or going out and about, just for a few minutes, that can really help to regulate them and bring them back into their body. And all of our work with parents, whether our children are babies or they're 5 or they're 9 or 12 years old, is to really support them in learning how to regulate. And we're mammals, so we need to co-regulate with them. So it's finding these things that work for them when they're dysregulated, and you can help bring them back into their body in that regulation, and then pointing it out to them, helping them identify those feelings. What did it feel like when I was dysregulated? What does it feel like now? And what happened in the meantime? What have I changed? What have I done differently? That's a really, really important piece that goes, that's a really, really important piece that comes in, is that we help our child join the dots up. So they learn over time, throughout their childhood and well into adulthood, how they can support in regulating themselves. And of course, when they are young children, even to middle and later childhood, that work for us as parents and educators is to support them in that, into getting that place, into that place. We are there to help regulate their nervous systems until they're able to do it on their own. And that takes lots of repetition, lots of practice, and many, many years. Let me have a sip of water and we'll go back to we'll circle back to our topic. So why do children need this maximum effort? This is what is referred to as the sixth sense, and this is literally balancing, regulating, helping to regulate their nervous system. So they need to push, they need to pull, they need to tug. Soaring is a really, really great one. Lifting heavy things, things that seem to be too heavy for them. Moving things, the repetition of going backwards and forwards, buckets of water, buckets of sand, all of those things. Is really, really important work, and that physical exertion that you hear them doing is part of their learning. They're learning about their body in space. They're learning, they're going to their maximum effort, and that's what helps calm them down. And of course, in all of this, they are learning problem-solving skills. You know, what bucket can they carry and what bucket can't they carry? How much is too much? How much is too little? They're doing their own science experiment of what feels good for them, you know, unconsciously. All of these skills that are being used, if a child is throwing a rope up around a tree and swinging on it or tying knots or what have you, they're learning so much as they do that. When they are pushing their stroller on, their pushchair along in the park, they again are learning so much about direction and balance and coordination, and there's so much going on in terms of gross motor, there's so much going on in terms of regulation. And as we know, and as we've covered lots and lots of times before, movement is the foundation of all cognition. And so young children, absolutely, under the age of 6, they need to move all of the time. So this is why Dr. Montessori's work, Dr. Montessori's classrooms and communities are all geared towards children having freedom of movement all of the time. It's not just because children need to make their own choices. It's not just because they can't sit still. They actually need to move. Movement is where the start of all cognition comes from. Unless children have been given this foundation of being able to move freely as they need and move as part of their learning, and that's what the genius is in Montessori, is that whether it's a toddler washing the windows, the movement is part of the activity. And they're learning the activity and all the other indirect benefits of that, but the movement is how they learn. And then say an older child who's mastering sandpaper letters or numbers or the maths materials, there's so much movement involved in all of that work. They're not sitting at a desk and having something abstract given to them. When we're learning sandpaper letters, for example, when we're at the stage where the child is just mastering and practicing and practicing, hi Janisha, practicing and practicing, then for example we will ask them to hide sandpaper letters all around the classroom and then go and fetch different ones that we have remembered, which ones that they've hidden. So movement is part of the learning. It's not a separate thing. It's not a now we're going to do this and then we're going to do that. It's all part of every part of the curriculum, whether it's a baby or it's all the way up or throughout school, but particularly referencing the early years. Freedom of movement supports the child in so many ways. It's incorporated into it. It's not separate from. Everything is really, really holistic. It's part of the whole of the classroom. From, as I say, when they're learning letters or they are what was my example in the title of the community, whether they're, you know, wiping a table, scrubbing a table is a really incredible activity for toddlers and CASA children, because they're using their whole body and there's a lot of steps involved, and that sequencing, that foundation of sequencing a practical life, is the basis, the framework for mathematical concepts later. So this heavy work, this physical effort, it can seem really confusing and really strange to us as parents until we understand what it is. So it's to be absolutely encouraged. And now our work is to look around our home. How can we facilitate that our child can pick up a small, heavy stool? How can we react differently when they want to pick up that heavy thing? How can we not stop them? How can we know that that's their innate drive and they're learning so much in doing that and actually facilitate it? Can we provide something heavy for them to carry? A bucket of sand, a bucket of water. If we're lucky enough to have an outdoor space, can they rake leaves out there? Can they push a wheelbarrow out there? And in the home, have you got a heavy bag that you don't use so much anymore? Can they, my children are obsessed with suitcases actually. The cabin, you know, the small suitcase that goes in the cabin, they love filling that with different things and pushing it around the apartment. We've got a really small apartment, but they love doing it. That feeling of, obviously they're pretending to go on holiday and all of that stuff, but the physical pushing of that heavy suitcase is really, really rewarding for them. So let me know if you have any questions, and I'll just take a sip of water before we come back to our intentions. And so, in summary, physical effort is good. They need to push, pull, heave, lift from the tiniest babies to the whole of the early years is all about movement. They need to move. So we must make as much an environment that is created for them to move, not restrict them. It's so good for proprioception, their sense of body and space. And this is really, really important because it leads them into developing the ability of self-regulation, co-regulation with us and then self-regulation. So, shall we just anchor all of that in our bodies now? We are going to, before we close, we're going to take a moment again, as we did at the beginning, place one hand on your heart and one on your belly, and honor the sacredness of who you are as your child's first teacher. breathe into that. And maybe you've had a good day, maybe you've had a challenging day as a parent or an educator, but just take a moment and breathe in, inhale into the difference you're making in your child's life, in the difference you're making in children's lives. I know we've got a couple of educators on this evening. The difference you're making in children's lives, the contribution you're making to a more peaceful and harmonious world through the work that you do with the youngest of children, the children who are going to make a difference in the world as they grow and they mature. And our foundation here is what prepares them so beautifully for this uncertain world. So, final deep breath in. Honor all that you are doing for your own children and for the children of the world. And thank you so much for joining me and visualizing a calm and peaceful day for you tomorrow, whether you're working in the home or you're working in a community with young children or you're working in a school. Wishing you a beautiful evening and a beautiful day. And I'll see you again next week for Top Tip Tuesday. Don't forget my book, The Montessori Mission, available on Amazon. And I look forward to seeing you again really soon. Take care.